This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Yes, yes, yes. This is what you do when an ex tries to get you back, especially an ex who treated you bad, cheated on you, lied to you. And there's a couple other situations you must keep on walking. I was at the dentist office on Thursday. Excuse me. And when I came out, walking to my car, I noticed a guy at the corner office outside, just looking at me, just staring me down. Like, it was a creepy stare down, you know? Like, he was trying to hide behind a pole, looking in the back of him to see if anybody was watching. It was one of those, hey, Miss Dang, you know, it was one of those, like, 70s, like, hey, Miss Lady, how you doing, you know. And I was like, So I, you know, kept going to my car. As soon as I got in, my driver's seat was facing to where he was, facing the building I was in, and facing the building that was catty-cornered to where he's standing at. And as soon as I turned my car on, guess what? A lady was walking out that he was waiting on. He was one of those, like, bodybuilders, you know. I guess he thought everybody was attracted to him, but I'm like, I knew something was up because he kept looking back, and he was like hiding, trying to hide his body in front of a beam. So that's especially a case where you can just keep on walking, because if you treat your woman or your wife or the lady you with with disrespect, I don't want your ass. Like, so way back in the day, people, and I would think, I was like, oh, he chose me over her, so I won. Nope, nobody's winning. Actually, you're a loser if you choose that guy who's with a girl, who's married, who's dating someone seriously. You're the loser, he's a loser, and the other woman he left won. So think about that. another situation. I was watching a show, and this couple was married 35 years. All of a sudden, the husband just turned like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Like, he was rude to his wife. He started staying at work later. He started not coming home after work. He came home in the morning sometimes. Sometimes he would stay all night and then go to work, not even coming home for 24 hours. His wife would ask him what's wrong. Nothing. And then one day, oh, get this. He was accusing her of cheating just as a smokescreen to cover up his dirty deeds. And then one day he came home, he said, I want a divorce. She was taken back because she didn't think anything was wrong, because they still took baths together every night. They said every night. But the bottom line is, they still took baths together. They were close like that, and she didn't think anything was wrong. So she said, okay. Oh, he actually told her to go get you a friend. Quit worrying about me. Quit asking me questions. Quit checking up on me. Go get you a friend. Guess what she did? She got a friend. I think they were separated when she got the friend. But as soon as she got the friend, he wanted her back. So this is the game a lot of men play. They don't want you, but they don't want anybody else with you. And as soon as they see somebody else want you, they act like they want you back. They beg, I'm changed. I didn't realize how much I love you until I saw somebody else with you. That's a dead giveaway. Possessive. Then they start pleading, you know, they want you back and all this crap. I'm done with the other woman. And I bet you, 9 times out of 10, they still see that other woman. They just slowed it down and start spending more time with you so you can believe that he really wants you back. So don't fall for that. Keep on walking. If your husband, after 35 years, all of a sudden got tired of being perfect, this is what he said, I got tired of being a perfect husband, a perfect man, and living a perfect life. So I start staying out late. I start drinking. I start seeing my girlfriend. And he told you he wants a divorce. He told you he doesn't love you anymore. And he told you to go to get a friend and quit bothering him. As soon as you get a friend, he wants you back. Keep on walking. You can just keep on walking. Another scenario. This guy, he's been with his girlfriend for 18 years now. He's been with his girlfriend for 18 years. They have a 16-year-old son. For the past 4 years, he's been accusing her of cheating. Now, she told him, she swear up and down, I never cheat on you, I love you too much, da 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 da. And I saw this on Steve Wilkos. So they went on Steve Wilkos. He act like, yeah, you know, I'm not cheating on her. She actually cheated on me years ago, and I think she's still cheating on me. They both took a lie detector test. She hasn't cheated on him in several years, like 10 years ago. 10 years when they, you know, was going through some things. Found out that he was actually doing the cheating. Yeah. He was sleeping with her sister, his coworkers, and anybody else he can sleep with. Nasty. Nasty. Keep on walking in that situation. You got too much pride, too much going for yourself to be going backwards. Do not go backwards. Especially in a situation that broke you. Do not return to what broke you. Ever. Because 9 times out of 10, the situation will become worse. This is just a reminder not to go backwards. Not to entertain narcissists. Not to entertain cheaters, liars, and abusers. This is what you're going to do. If you come, no, not if, when you come across that situation, you're going to do this. Yes, keep on walking. Until next time, maintain your badassness.